Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
And you are family. I do love saying that. I really do mean it. You're my spiritual family. We may never have our paths crossed. I hope we do. One day, you and I will be perfectly reunited in the next life. That is for sure, and I'm looking forward to that day. Just a quick programming note. Brian Birch is going to be stopping by. Big election tomorrow, right? I hope you'll go out and vote. To Tom, who was just online talking about fasting. Tom, we have a slightly amended schedule due to programming today, and I have another guest standing by, so I want to get to the conversation. But I will visit this issue of fasting. It's so critical. It's such a huge part of self-mastery. Fatima in Naples, Florida had said, hey, Holy Communion, rosary, frequent confession, they all help. They do, because you get a lot of grace through the sacraments. They fortify you, and you do yourself a disservice when you stay away from them. So, but we'll revisit all that coming up. I do want to thank you. Last hour was phenomenal. You're so generous, and I'm so grateful for your support. If you can continue to give and help us, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match in this hour. We won't have it every day, that's what they're telling me, but we do have it for this hour. So I have got about 53, 54 minutes left with you today. And I still want to get into a lot. I want to talk about the elections if we can. I want to talk a little bit about you probably can't wait for those political ads to stop, right? Are you sick? I mean, you watch one candidate and then the other candidate comes on and it's the same thing over and over again. It can be quite fatiguing. So we're getting close. But please don't stay home. Get out and vote. Do your due diligence. My colleague, Patrick Alug here, he's in a different county than I am where I live. But he called the local representative and he was asking about, you know, the Supreme Court and the type of candidates and their positions. So he's going in armed. He knows who to vote for and who not to vote for. Some people just pull straight tickets. But, you know, we have a moral obligation, I believe, to be informed and to vote properly. It's our civic duty. And I think the country's better when we make that well-formed vote. So anyway, Election Day tomorrow. Set the reminder on your phone, okay, to get out and vote. And you do have a duty. I think it's perhaps our most basic – it's probably the most basic level of living in a Republican democracy, voting, right? And so many people take it for granted. I had to go to the dentist very early today. One of the girls says, I don't vote. Right? I've never voted. And I'm thinking, what is the matter with you? What do you mean you've never voted? The Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith explained in a doctrinal note back in 2002. I just want to quote this because after she said that, I went back. And I said, well, I want to talk about that today. Listen to this. Here's what the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith explained. They said, indeed, all can contribute by voting in elections for lawmakers and government officials. And in other ways, as well as to develop the political solutions and legislative choices, which in their opinion will benefit the common good. The life of a democracy could not be productive without the active, responsible, and generous involvement of everyone. That's pretty profound. Final sentence here. The document goes on to say, by fulfilling your civic duty, guided by a Christian conscience, and that's a key part, right? You have a civic duty to vote, but it's got to be guided by a Christian conscience, as Christian principles, in conformity with your values, right? With the values of our Christianity. The document says the lay faithful exercise their proper task of infusing the temporal order with Christian values. It's that Christian conscience that's so critical about being an informed voter. And it's something I want to talk about with you coming up. Right now I'm joined by Brian Birch. He heads up Catholic Vote. And this is an excellent organization, and I just am so grateful for the wonderful work that he does. He understands voting your conscience, and he's here to even give us an election preview. And Brian, it's good to have you on the air. I know it's been a busy day for you. I'm always grateful when you make time for us.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's been too long, Drew.
It really has been. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. As a Catholic, and I'll start there with what I was just talking about. I'm going to be talking about this because I think people take it for granted. They leave their Christianity in the car when they go into the voting booth. How important is it to look at these candidates and what's on the ballot, the referendums and so many other things, through the eyes of our faith?
Well, it's hard to put into words because I think those of you that are paying attention, and I suspect most of your listeners are, understand that this moment in history that we're in are no ordinary times. I like to say that, you know, we used to debate means. We now debate ends. And the kinds of questions that are being posed by our public policies, by our leaders today, are not just tinkering around the edges of, say, tax policy or, this kind of economic program or the other. They're really deep, fundamental, and profound questions about what it means to be human, what it means to be an American, and what we believe as this country. What's this all about? And so it's so important that Catholics get out, because we have the tools and we have the church to help guide us in understanding this moment and to make sense of it all. And amidst all the chaos and noise and, yes, political advertising, that at root there are real fundamental questions that will be decided by those we send to Washington, D.C., and to our state houses and to our governor's mansions. And those people will be tasked over the next 2 or 4, or in the case of senators, 6 years, to decide the course of our country. And if you have children, if you have grandchildren, these are the kinds of things that will dictate the kind of country we're going to live in.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great point. Tomorrow's elections are going to be a major report on how well the current administration is doing in the country. Polls right now are showing it's going to be a major rebuke for them. Some are projecting, Republicans are going to pick up 3 seats in the Senate. It'll put them in the majority over at the House. They're projecting we might get anywhere from, 14 to 48 new seats, with the average number was 31, I saw earlier today. And then you got governorships. The projection is that the GOP is going to pick up 3 new ones. So some are calling it a red wave. Some are calling it a tsunami. I would love your analysis. I mean, you're closer to this probably than even I am. This seems to be a different midterm election. And some of the media are talking about not a red wave, but the tsunami. What's your sense of it right now? How do you see it playing out?
We always have to be careful in this business to make too many predictions. And as the old adage says, run like you are 5 points behind. Yep. So you always want to, certainly when you're talking to voters, you don't want anyone to rest on their laurels. But certainly signs suggest that Republicans are likely to take back the House. The historic number on a midterm of a party out of power, if you go back, say, 90 years, is around 29 seats.
Right.
I think that's a realistic number. My projection, looking at all the races that we're involved in, as well as others, it's going to be somewhere a little north of that. I would say low to mid-30s. And then, of course, on the Senate side, a lot could happen. I think it's most likely Republicans pick up at least 1, maybe 2 seats, but as many as 4. And certainly under a tsunami scenario, maybe another one.
Wow.
And so if you're a Republican, or at least for many Catholics, those that are backing pro-life, pro-family candidates, tomorrow should be a very good day. But in a lot of these cases, especially in the Senate races, the polls are within the margin of error. And that means it all comes down to who actually turns out on election day. I will say, though, looking at some of the early voting numbers and talking to different people around the country that have their pulse on this, the early voting numbers for Democrats are actually very disappointing. Mm-hmm. They're underperforming in a lot of these key races. A lot of the early ballots that were requested are not being returned. That suggests to me a very significant lack of enthusiasm on the part of Democrats. And that's to be expected, frankly, in an environment like this where you have a lot of economic anxiety in a president with very low approval rates.
Yeah, you see, my concern here, too, is that when we talk about red waves or tsunamis, people are going to say, it's busy. I don't really feel like going out and vote. They're going to win anyway. I cannot encourage voters, get out and vote. Perform your civic duty. Do not sit back. Do not take anything for granted. These midterms really are all about turnout. The general are one thing, but these midterms, there's something totally different, and we have much lower voter turnout. I want to talk a little bit also about what's happening on the local level. National Review found that conservatives are working to take over school boards, right? I know you've been following this. In the past, and I got to be honest, when it comes to the school boards, I kind of gloss over some of those things. I didn't perhaps do the due diligence that I should have. I wasn't really concerned about it. Not this election. I certainly am going to know who's on the ballot and who I'm voting for when I go in there. We had the shutdown of our public schools. We had the revelations of what's being taught in them. We had critical race theory, gender theory, this whole push for the transgender movement. A lot of parents across the country are very frustrated by this right now, and they're pushing back. Speak to that, if you could, for just a moment. I only have a moment because I've got to take a break coming up here, but How's that playing with a suburban mom? And how's that influencing this election at all? Are we seeing people changing sides of the aisle? And is that a big vote getter, so to speak, this election?
Well, I think you have your pulse on it, because in my opinion, the message of this election, and we talk about these big, profound issues, ultimately comes down to this movement of parents. We saw this in Virginia last year in that special election, which elected Glenn Youngkin. And we're seeing it across the curriculum issue, the critical race issue, even the abortion and transgender gender debates we're having, where the country is overwhelming on the side of where I believe Catholics need and must be, is on the right of parents.
Yeah.
Right of parents to know what's going on with their kids, to guide our children's instruction, to shape them morally, and to push back against this kind of overreach on the part of whether it's government or school bureaucrats or administrators, and really reaffirm this fundamental role of family and parents, that this is this bedrock of not just human society, but certainly of American society. And I think a takeaway from tomorrow will be, what did parents do? And that could disrupt a lot of these races.
My guest today is Brian Birch, president of CatholicVote.org. My producer, Maggie, said to me, could you please thank Catholic Vote for creating those maps of violence against churches and pro-life centers? And I want to thank you for that. I've been reporting on it for a long time. Maybe when we come back, we can talk about that as well. If you want to get into the conversation, it's 888-914-9149. You can talk to Brian and join us here at the table. Just pull up a chair, 888-914-9149. I have to take a break. And before I do, I just want to ask you, because I'm looking at my clock, I have about 45 minutes left with you today. We talk about voting. Could you vote for Relevant Radio today? Your donation literally is a vote for truth and for goodness and for beauty. It is a vote that advances principles that are Christian in our country, because at least people are exposed to these truths when they're surfing the dial in their car. You know, lives are being changed. Attitudes are changing. People are hearing truth. And look, there's a cacophony, a din of noise out there that often overshadows these messages. We need Relevant Radio on the air more than ever. Your donation is really a vote for the message of Jesus Christ. So if you can call now, I'd appreciate it, okay? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app. And if you want to say, well, Drew, I don't know, what I listen a little bit, but besides this, what's my money go to? Listen to this. Here's an example of how God is using your providence.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO and chairman of Relevant Radio. It's day one of our Join the Family pledge drive. Help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. If you can help us with a gift of $20 a month today, our special gift to you is a lovely icon of Our Lady smiling. It's known as the image of Our Lady of Bethlehem, and it's beautiful and has extraordinary detail and vibrant colors. This freestanding icon of the Blessed Mother and Infant Jesus will be a great addition to your home. This beautiful icon is only available today for a gift of $20 a month. You can make your tax-deductible donation on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, it may be the day before Election Day, but we're counting votes here in our call center. How many Catholics are standing up and saying yes to Relevant Radio? I can tell you we have 49 people this hour. We need 150 more, 150 more people to step up this hour and say, yes, I support Catholic Radio on my AM and FM dial, and I want it in other markets as well. Hi, it's Mike Kendall. I'd love to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123 and join me and Drew and join the family and be a part of something bigger than yourself by making a tax-deductible pledge to Relevant Radio. It's been a great hour, Drew, but we still need to see some more of those phone lines lighting up. And at the $20 a month level, you get a real nice gift today.
You certainly do, Mike. This is a premium that I only can make available to you for the next 45 minutes. And we are really, they're going very quickly. $20 a month pledge is all we're asking, right? $20 a month, and you will get this beautiful icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem. I was just there praying. I actually prayed before the actual image, and we brought some of these back. It's small. Little one would be great on your desk. It'd be great on a shelf in the home or a little table. It's the icon of Our Lady and Jesus. A great reminder for you to pray and to know that she's your spiritual mother. She's the patroness of Relevant Radio for sure. And your support is our way of just saying thank you to you. Our token is saying May God bless you for your generosity. But get those because today's the only day you'll be able to get them. And there is a dollar for dollar match in play today. Today's the only day. Mike, I'm looking at the call screen here too. Lots of new donors coming in. So I want to thank everyone like Mary in Salem, Oregon, and Ken and Jean in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and Sharon in Hartfield, Wisconsin, and the list goes on.
Yeah, and we don't rest here at Relevant Radio. We're always churning out fresh, new content all year long. What's coming up? Well, thanks to the support of past donors, the Merry Beggars, producers of our family entertainment series On the Night Train, is putting together a live Christmas variety show for listening families across the country this Advent. And yes, like everything else at Relevant Radio, it will be yours for free. And through the years, you know, Father Rocky is always cooking something up. So support a radio network unlike any other in the world by calling 877-291-0123 and make that tax-deductible pledge. And know that because of your pledge, what you hear in later in November, after Thanksgiving, during Advent, and throughout the year in 2023, you had a hand in it. You'll feel so good about making that pledge. And that $20 a month pledge, too, will get you that unique premium. Patricia in Las Vegas is taking advantage of that. Hello, Sylvia in Chula Vista, California. Your $240 pledge has been doubled, $480. Wow. And also a Sharon in Heartland, Wisconsin. Thanks for those calls. Keep them coming. I'm told we only have 98 more of those premium items left.
So you by the end of the hour.
Yep, you better hurry. Call 877-291-0123 and join the family.
You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio.
I love it, Maggie. Maggie, coming up with some new bumpers. Getting you in the mood. Good to be here with you today. Thank you for thanks for hanging out with me. I love being able to give you a look at life you're not going to find anywhere else. And one of the mechanisms in our country that affect change, affects it for the good or for the bad, and we are all, we want the good, right? We want that common good for this country, is politics. And we can't sit on the sidelines. We need to be involved. We need to get out there and vote. We need to be aware who's running. And we need to do our Christian duty to advance these Christian principles. And you can do that. So I invite you to do it, okay? If you're just tuning in, Brian Birch joins me. I always appreciate talking to him. Super busy guy, president of CatholicVote.org. He's done a lot of great work. And he's posted, he's covered, like I've been covering, the violence against churches and pro-life centers, and something that the mainstream media really underreports. Before I go to the phones, Brian, I just want to hit on that. You started doing that, and it is quite telling when you look at it visually. I speak about it every time I hear about a case, so I bring it to the people in an audio way. But to be able to look at what you're doing, it's pretty amazing. Where are we, and what is that saying about where we are in terms of the culture and the fight for life?
Yeah, well, thanks for pointing it out. We've been keeping track of these number of attacks on both Catholic churches and pregnancy resource centers. And we did so on our website, and you can see it visually on a map. You know, since the Dobbs leak, I believe there's over 70, nearly 75 attacks on pro-life resource centers, and I believe over 100 attacks on Catholic churches, 200 and some since May 2020. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, though, there's no Baptist or Methodist or Episcopal churches being attacked. It's Catholic churches. Yeah. And I think that says something, that the enemies of life are those that are certainly hostile to us for whatever reason. Some of them are just crazy people. Other people really understand that, maybe even more so than some Catholics, that the supernatural power that the church wields through the sacraments and through the intercession of the church, that the church is really right there, as it always has been, at this kind of cusp of good and evil. And beneath all these political issues is, yes, a supernatural fight, and we know this as Catholics. Amen. There's a supernatural or spiritual struggle that we're in over hearts and minds, and you pointed to that right at the beginning in terms of what the CDF said, that this is we have this moral obligation not just to win elections in a country that we find ourselves in, but it emanates from our real sacred duty as children of God, as people that are made in the image of God, to reflect the goodness of creation in the world, the goodness of our Creator God who made us, and not just to keep our faith under a bushel basket, to go and take the gospel into the world, to spread the gospel, but to baptize all nations. And that includes the United States. And that is done in a lot of different ways, but certainly politics is one realm in which we have to be very active and understand the big picture, not just the kind of narrow political talking points that sometimes we get wrapped up in.
Amen to that. Let me grab a couple calls for you before we run out of time. Brady is listening in Las Vegas, Nevada. Brady, good afternoon. You're on the air with Brian Birch.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up the fact that this is a religious show, that I'm 100% against the death jabs that have been given, otherwise known as the COVID vaccine, which are trying to push on our kids now.
So,
and the church has not done enough to disallow these jabs that they're giving the kids.
Well, Brady, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I don't like to be – my call screener says – he says he wanted to talk about the National Guard protecting the vote. So don't lie to the call screener and come on and try to attack the church. All right, I want to lay that out for you. You're more than welcome to join this conversation anytime you want. This is an open forum for you. But I've got a guest on right now, and you want to talk about COVID vaccines? I'll be more than glad to discuss that and the church on it. I appreciate the call. Todd in Lexington, Kentucky, you are on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Brian, have you been following what's going on in Kentucky with the Amendment 2 that's on the ballot for tomorrow?
Well, yes, I've been following it. I know that is tighter than I think we had hoped. And you have an abortion initiative in Kentucky. You have a big one in Michigan. You have one in Montana. And, of course, you have one in California. And so voters in those states need to be paying close attention, because you do have the issue of life, not just with respect to your candidates, but you have a specific initiative on your ballot related to abortion.
So our we've got a tremendous Attorney General Daniel Cameron has been just a real champion for the cause of life. And Amendment 2 is designed to prevent activist judges and activist groups from interfering in current pro-life laws that are active in Kentucky. The flip side of that is, if we had a change of legislature in terms of party majority and they introduced bills that would expand abortion, and it got passed and it became the law of the land, it would prevent activist judges and activist organizations and the pro-life movement from interfering with it. It's basically meant to put it in the hands of the voters and those whom they elect. But Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations have pumped $6 million into a campaign of just not just twisting the truth, it's just bald-faced lies. No, and then
I'm with you, Todd. Todd, I only got a minute left, so I want Brian to at least respond to your point. And I also just want to expand it briefly. You know, so many candidates, so many in the Democratic Party have been riding this pro-death wave. To Todd's question and to mine as well, how big is life going to be in this midterm election? I know economy is number one, but is it going to be a factor?
Well, it has to be a factor for Catholics. It's foundational. Our bishops tell us it's preeminent. And in a lot of ways, because of the Dobbs decision, the issue of abortion is absolutely going to be a litmus test in this election. And I think the Democrats, in so many ways, have overplayed their hand. They've made this the issue because in many respects, they couldn't run on other things. And if they lose, and I think they're going to lose big, a lot of people are going to say, maybe the pro-abortion movement that was claimed to be so strong isn't what we thought it was.
Check out Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote at CatholicVote.org. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Here's what's at issue for Relevant Radio. We have a need of $3 million by the end of the week, and we only have really 4 days left to get to that goal because Monday is nearly over. Will you help support Catholic Radio on your radio dial and on radio dials across the country? Support Relevant Radio now by going to relevantradio.com or your mobile app or calling 877-291-0123. Our partnership challenge is underway. That means every single dollar you donate is going to be matched 100%. And we only need 130 more calls. We asked for 200 people to step up this hour. We have 33 minutes left to go. 130 people. Drew, I know there are 130 Catholics who love what we do and want to see us stay on the air for years to come. So make that pledge. Make it. it now.
Mike, today's the day to do it because this is day one of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. We have a big goal to get to, but we could use your help today. I know I don't have matching funds all week. I have them right now. Dollar for dollar match right now. So really help get us out of the gate. Let's get a big jump on this. Your donation, if you really want to make a difference, today is a great day to do that. So if you can help, it's 877-291-0123. You can go online to relevantradio.com or you can use the mobile app. And just a side note, that $20 a month pledge actually is matched with another $20 thanks to the anonymous, thanks to our partnership challenge. Mike, help me out there. What am I trying to say? I can't get that word.
Partnership challenge. You got it.
I can't get it out of my mouth. But $20 in the next 30 minutes during my show, we're going to send you a beautiful icon that actually came from Bethlehem, from the Church of the Nativity. It's an image of Our Lady and the Christ Child. It's not big. It sits on your desk. It'll sit on a shelf. It'll sit next to the table. But it's our way of saying thank you to you. So if you can get in now, please do that. 877-291-0123.
I was just thinking, too, this could actually fit in the car, too.
Yeah.
This would be a nice little thing on your dashboard.
That's cool.
Keep you safe on the highway. Yeah. It's very adaptable, and it's gold, too, so it matches everything. It really looks good everywhere, really. So make that pledge, 877-291-0123. You know you have a busy week ahead of you. Yeah. You have to go vote tomorrow. You got to work that into your busy schedule. You've got that appointment on Wednesday. Oh, maybe you're doing some traveling at the end of the week. Give early and give now because your giving begets other giving. Make that pledge at 877-291-0123 and be one of the 125 people we need to hear from in the next half hour. Join the family. Make the pledge. It's all tax deductible. And right now, it's really good because it's all being matched 100%. So let's hear from you. 877-291-0123 or tap the app.
Call now.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I only have about 28 minutes left to hang out with you. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget the vote tomorrow. We'll talk more about the vote. Just a quick program reminder. This is our last pledge drive of the year. There is a special premium for $20 a month. Beautiful icon of Our Lady. It'll probably be gone before the end of the hour. So if you're thinking about supporting Relevant, taking advantage of the dollar-for-dollar match, and you want something, today is the only day that that's available. So you might want to call 877-291-0123 or go online or the mobile app. You can check it out. You can see it there, and you can make your pledge. We're listeners supported. We're grateful for you. I try to do my best to give you a look at life you won't find anywhere else, to give you a moral look at everything from immigration to voting. I mean, you name it, to healthcare, to COVID, to whatever it is. There's a lot to get into. One of the things I do believe, I believe we live in the greatest country in the world. I believe that as citizens of this great nation, that we have a civic duty, a duty to participate in the most basic level of living in a Republican democracy, and that's voting. Don't sit on the sidelines. Go out. Just don't go and pull a straight ticket unless that's what you want to do. Do your due diligence. Find out what these elected officials represent. And I shared with you from the CDF, from the Congregation of Doctrine of Faith, the top of the last hour, what the church says, the life of a democracy could not be productive without the active, responsible, and generous involvement of everyone in there. But we have to, it says, fulfill that civic duty guided by these Christian principles, by a Christian conscience. And I want to talk about forming that conscience. I want to answer your questions, too. If you want to join us, maybe you have a problem voting for certain candidates. Maybe, you're torn. Feel free to dial in at 888-914-9149. And having a good conscience, if you're saying, what does that mean? It means, thinking about the current issue of the day, no matter what the stand is and conforming it to the church. Does it conform to the church's teaching or not? Forming your conscience according to the truth the church teaches, is an absolute must. And I'm joined today by somebody who can speak to this far more eloquently than I ever could, and that is Dr. Joseph Capizzi. He's a professor of moral theology at Catholic University of America. And I hope you will check him out online as well. He's written, lectured, and published on everything from just war and bioethics to the history of moral theology, and it's great to have him with us. Doctor, welcome back. It's great to have you with me one more time.
Always a pleasure, Drew. Thank you for having me.
One other thing before, because time's going to get by us here, and I want to grab a few calls. Is there a website or something if people want to learn more or get connected to you? What's the best way to do that?
Yes. I'd love for your listeners to check us out at the Institute for Human Ecology at Catholic University of America. If they just Google that, Institute for Human Ecology, they will come up to our website. We'd love to have them take a look at what we do.
All right. That's at CUA, right? All right. Wonderful.
Yes, correct.
That sounds great. Well, first of all, you know, before I go to Mary in Los Angeles, we take a few more calls. Let's define terms. I talk about having a well-formed conscience, you know, understanding the principles when you go in. Maybe unpack that a little bit. You know, a lot of people go in and they say, well, I don't, you know, life is important to me, but I can't put gas in my car, so the economy is more important. I'm going to vote for X, or, you know, I believe the environment is just as important as the pro-life issue, so I am voting for the environment over the pro-life issue because, you know, whatever. I mean, people justify their vote. So help us to better understand how to form a proper vision of the vote, how we form that conscience when it comes to making a proper vote.
Yeah, that's a great question, right? Because it applies to all of us. The first thing that I think that our church teaches is the kind of people we are. You know, we're kind of embodied souls, right? And so the first thing we all have to do, of course, is take care of our sacramental and prayer lives. If we don't do that, just reading about stuff isn't going to help us form our conscience as well. So number one is pray and, you know, take care of your sacramental life. Second is study what the church has said about these different issues, about the moral principles. There are more resources than there have ever been for Catholics to make use of, where they can learn what the church teaches, both in terms of the fundamental principles and also particular positions the church might have on certain issues. And then, of course, read the newspaper, right? You know, read the best, you know, news sources you can make use of. Listen to the Drew Mariani Show, right? And think about these issues in a prayerful manner, and then you'll form your conscience in a manner that actually rightly prioritizes the more fundamental issues and the less fundamental issues, because there are those sorts of things, right? There are always things that matter more, that are graver violations of justice, and ones that are, you know, less grave, you know, issues.
Well, Doctor, let's do this. We'll grab a few calls because time's going to go pretty quickly. Mary's listening in Los Angeles, California. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi. I'm so glad you're talking to me because I just yesterday changed my mind because I thought Caruso was a Catholic and, you know, they're married 35 years, beautiful children, went to Loyola. But then I found out that he's pro-life, pro-choice, which to me is not pro-life. And there's something else he did that bothers me. He paid for a commercial to promote Proposition 1. Which goes completely against anything anybody would want in our state.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically saying let's bless abortion.
Yeah, Mary, you're in Los Angeles. You're dealing with Prop 1, which would make,
It's horrible. It's undoing the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, and Michigan's the same way. They got Prop 3. I mean, this issue of life, let's talk about it for a minute, Doctor. Mary, thank you for your call. Life is important to her. Clearly, she wants to vote that way. There are a lot of people who, you know, in previous elections voted for candidates who profess to be Catholic, and yet they're very pro-death, you know. What if you are faced in a particular state where you have two candidates that are pro-death, that are for abortion? You know, and so let me make that part two of part one. So part one, why should life be at the top of the ballot if that's the case? Or are there other things that are more preeminent? I tend to believe life is the preeminent issue. Everything else falls under that. But I'd love to get your take on that. Then downstream there, if you have two candidates that both say, well, we're for abortion, how do you make your decision?
Yeah, in a way, the first question is much easier, Drew, than the second one is. I think, without question, life is the fundamental value here. It's, you know, it's the basis for subsequent questions, right? Without the protection of life, we don't even need to talk about issues like inflation and gas prices and, you know, immigration, et cetera, right? So life, our church has taught us over and over, is the fundamental issue that we all ought to care for. And violations of it, of course, you know, they reverberate out in our society in manifold ways that we probably can't even number. So it's extremely important that we vote for, you know, to protect life whenever we can. The second question, look, that's really hard. If you face candidates, both of whom have no concern for that fundamental issue, you may have to find somebody, you know, down the ballot a little bit who maybe has almost no chance to win. But, you know, supporting somebody like that who does not care about life is not something I think a Catholic and well-formed conscience could do. You know, that's a fundamental principle for all of us. And that goes, you know, back to the earliest moments of the church, that we support life whenever we can.
Yeah, my guest today, Dr. Joseph Capizzi, if you want to join us, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Maybe you're struggling with your vote tomorrow. Maybe you're trying to form, you know, your conscience. My advice, too, is you've got to do your due diligence. Just don't roll in there the day of the vote and say, I wonder who I should vote for, right? I mean, you should. One of my colleagues here, doctor, actually, he's in a different county than I am, so he's got different candidates on the ballot, but you know, he did his due diligence. He called the local representatives and found out where the judges stand on certain issues. And yeah, it used to be you vote the big ticket, you vote your senator, your governor, or whatever's up for election. But today, and I had a conversation with Brian Birch from Catholic Vote a moment ago, these other positions, school board members, you know, court support, Supreme Court, different issues that in these states really are critical. Can you speak to those as well? I mean, we've seen the indoctrination of our kids. Like you teach in academia. Yeah. You see what our kids are being exposed to. It's crazy. So, I mean, we've got to be responsible at every level on that ballot, don't we?
Of course. I mean, if you just think of your life as one's life as a parent, right, or a grandparent, you're caring for your children, your grandchildren, and everything that you do. And the same goes for the way you think about politics, right? It would be so irresponsible not to care about who are the people who are getting into your children's lives. And it's everything from these positions that, you know, we don't even think about at all, like the county auditor or something, mm-hmm. right, to the people who are on the school boards. We see how important those things are now, but they've always been important. And if we fail to attend to those things, not merely, of course, are we sort of letting somebody else take care of them, which, you know, who knows what they'll do with it. We're also modeling unresponsible behavior for our children.
Yeah.
You know, that there are gaps in our lives that just don't matter, and we can't do that, right?
That's so well said. Doctor, I'll tell you, hold the thought. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, I really only have a few minutes left with Dr. Capizzi. If you want to get in, you're challenged by, you know, a situation, we're taking a look at forming a good conscience, really a moral vote, voting your conscience. And tomorrow's a big election. It is an important one on a lot of different levels. I know people go after the general, but I think this midterm is critical as well. So feel free to join us. I will go to the calls when I come back. It's 888-914-9149 to get into the studio. But I want to ask you, because I have 17 minutes left to hang out with you today. I wish I had another couple hours. Could you help support Relevant Radio that brings goodness and brings truth and brings beauty and brings clear thought, helps you form that conscience, helps you know your faith so you can live it? I saw earlier today, and I had mentioned this when I started the show, great actress. Help me out. She was in Les Mis, Anne Hathaway, right? Man, that scene of her in Les Mis, if you've never seen this, powerful, right? And she's incredible. She's fallen away. She's a Catholic. She came out and said abortion is mercy. NPR came on the air, right? And they actually aired an abortion, right? You could hear the sounds. It was gruesome and horrific, right? We need Relevant Radio, right? We need to help people like Anne Hathaway come back to her church and to know the truth. We need those women who are hearing that, hey, abortion is good and merciful, you know, to know that God is mercy and love itself. And if you've made that mistake, he's there for you. All right. And we need you right now to help us. I mean, this is listener supported talk radio, period. And we're only on the air because of generous donors like you. And if you could help at this moment, this would be the best time to give. Dollar for dollar match at 877-291-0123 or online. And if you want to see the fruit of your gift, we see the fruit of it every day here on Relevant Radio. Here's an example of it.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Here's an email from Claudia. She says, "Hello, Mr. Madrid. Every time we turn on Relevant Radio, I can't turn it off. I don't want interruptions. I can only give all my attention. We are so blessed to have this radio to learn, to pray, reflect, and meditate on the Lord, and always remember that God is always with us. When you speak, the Holy Spirit flows through you." Well, that's the kind of you to say so. I'm not entirely sure that's true, but thank you for saying so. She says, "We can feel it, and we learn more about our faith and works. We thank God for you and for your show. It helps our Catholic faith, and it's beautiful." Claudia, thank you. What a beautiful thing to say. I appreciate that.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
Well, if it felt like Monday flew by, it's probably because the days are shorter. We're all experiencing that in the great Midwest. If you're in New York, it's already dark. It's that Monday after we change our clocks phenomenon, and the sun is going down in Chicago, and we want you to keep the sun shining by making a pledge right now. Put a smile on your face on the first Monday after we change our clocks and make a pledge. You are going to feel good about your donation to Relevant Radio. We're asking you to join the family today, and today only. It's a very special premium item, just a couple of hours left to go. In fact, we only have 81 of these premiums left. For a $20 a month donation, you get an icon of Our Lady of Bethlehem showing the classic image of the Madonna and Child Jesus. This small tabletop icon is a replica of the exact image of the smiling Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. It's the icon in the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem that Drew just saw during his recent pilgrimage to the Holy Land. This image is all yours, but only available now at 877-291-0123. And 14 minutes left in the hour, Drew. That's it.
Mike, that's frightening because I know these are going now, this special premium. $20. When I'm off the air, I don't know how many will be left. If there's some left, great. But I would, if you feel called to get it, make the call right now because there's this other people who are lining up right now. I see the phones lighting up at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Hey, we could use your help on so many different levels too here. And there's lots of ways to give. If it's not $20, if you can give just $10, believe me, it gets matched dollar for dollar right now. And we need it because I really believe we live in a special time. I think of the late John Paul II, who said that the condition for the survival of America is just to respect every human person, especially the weakest, the most defenseless, especially those yet unborn. And that's what Relevant Radio does. I mean, we covered the Dobbs decision. You know, we were there for you. We prayed that novena leading up to it. I mean, we're bringing prayer and we're bringing truth and we are bringing rationality to this dictatorship of relativism that we're in. But we can only do it with you. We can't do it without you. So I'm inviting you now in the next few minutes to get on board and join so many others who are saying yes at 877-291. 0123.
So many reasons why you support Relevant Radio. A great reason to give right now is because we're matching you 100%. So call 877-291-0123. And if you don't give for yourself, give for those kids that you hear call in on the family rosary across America every night, or your cousin who's left the church and has shown an interest in coming back, or the listener who hasn't discovered us yet. Make that pledge. 877-291-0123.
You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio.
And we're talking today on the eve of the midterm elections about how to form, you know, a good conscience, how to evaluate the candidates and the issues and go in there and vote, fulfill your civic duty and really your moral obligation to advance the common good. We're doing that with Dr. Joseph Capizzi, a professor of moral theology at the Catholic University of America. Check out the Institute of Catholic Ecology at CUA. You'll be glad you did. Doctor, we'll jump right into the phones. We'll go to, I guess Maria is up first in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Maria. You're on the air with Dr. Capizzi.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon, Drew and Dr. Capizzi. Thank you for taking my call and thank you for all you do. I just have a comment and I wish you could talk about this. In Los Angeles and California, there are two candidates who are Filipino. I'm singling it out because we really are not represented. So A lot of them who are very religious, I'm not saying everybody, they're voting for these candidates who are very pro-abortion. These people are going to church every day, And they said they're voting for them because they're Filipino. I hope you can talk that they are not supposed to vote Because they are the same race, but because of what they stand for.
Well said, Maria. I remember during the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, there was reporters coming outside of a church in Rhode Island interviewing Catholics. and how they were saying how they were going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Doctor, can you address Maria's comments? It seems that, you know, a lot of Catholics leave their faith at the door when it comes to some of these votes.
Yeah, yeah. No, Maria's question is a great question, right? And it's a temptation all of us have. I can remember when I was a younger boy, my father, you know, who's Southern Italian, right? Right. You know, everybody votes for their own, right?
And, right.
And the danger there is, as Maria knows, is that we're prioritizing, you know, our ethnicity, you know, our background over our faith. And our faith ought to be our priority. It's hard sometimes to embrace that, but Maria's right. You know, her colleagues out there in Los Angeles need to remember that they are first members of the body of Christ by, you know, their commitment to their faith, by their baptism. And that ought to help guide them as they think of whom to support, not merely the fact that the person's Filipino or Southern Italian or whatever.
Exactly. All right. Tony in College Station, Texas. Good afternoon.
My question is, do you have any guidance for sorting through the fluff? Like, when I hear politicians talk about things, of course, these issues and their ideas sound great. And of course, we care about the environment. Of course, we care about people. But then when you look into what the actual policies are doing, they're not doing anything for the environment, or sometimes they're making it worse. So when you're going to the ballot box, how do you sort through all that?
Yeah, another great question. And I think you're, to some extent, you're already answering it, right? You look at people's records, right? That speaks much more importantly than the rhetoric that we all know accompanies them on campaigns. The first thing to study is the record. If they have a record in public service, use that as the guide to help you filter through what they say. If there is no record, it's a little bit more challenging, right? Yeah. And that's where you have to, you know, do your best, talk to friends, see if they, you know, if anybody knows these people who are entering politics. Right. But people are judged by actions, right? And mm-hmm. especially politicians, words are quite frankly cheap. And, you know, they're trying to get elected. But you're right. Look at the record. Look at what they're doing.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you for being here. Grateful for your time. I really am. And we'll have you back. We got a lot to talk about in the days ahead. It's been too long. People can check you out. Institute of Catholic Ecology at Catholic
Human
University
Ecology.
Of America.
Human Ecology.
I'm sorry. Human Ecology.
That's all right. That's okay, Drew. No problem.
I got Catholic on the brain today for some reason.
Yes. Well, they're worse things to have on your brain, right?
You got it. Hey, we'll catch up soon, okay? Thank you
all
again
right,
for being
good.
Here.
Bye-bye.
Again,
bye-bye.
Institute of Human Ecology, Catholic University of America. Do a quick search for Joseph Capizzi. Hi, Professor of Moral Theology there at the CUA. Look, I'm so grateful for his time and for his insight. I think he's so right. We'll talk much more about this in the days ahead. But just a final thought on this. You know, our Catholicism, I'm thinking about our Catholic faith, right? Catholic is the word of the day for me. And patriotism, they really go hand in hand. You know, we have to fight for what's right. It's not always easy. I look at the early church and the struggles they had. We live in a very challenging time here in America, right? We live in the greatest nation in the world, period. And you and I are called to transform it just as the early church transformed, you know, pagan Rome and the Middle East. Don't look to government or any politician to solve your problems. Government is not going to make you healthy or wealthy or wise or happy. If you want to survive, if this country's meant to survive, we have to be one nation under God. That means people like you, people like me, have got to vote accordingly, and do so with a well-formed conscience. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
That's all we need. 68 wow. more listeners to step up in the next 5 minutes, and we'll hit our goal of 200 people this hour. 877-291-0123. 67 more people now. 66 more. Keep them coming. 877-291-0123. Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani going to sprint to the finish here. And it's hard to believe Monday's almost over. We're almost 20% done with our pledge drive already, Drew.
That's crazy, Mike. It's unbelievable. The donations and pledging and faithful members joining the family has been great. And we need that. We have now less than 5 minutes to go, Mike. 5 minutes to take advantage of this Our Lady of Bethlehem beautiful little plaque that we brought back from the Holy Land, from the Church of the Nativity. One thing I forgot to mention, Mike, there is a beautiful holy card that comes with a gorgeous little holy card that we're going to send out to you. So that's also along with your donation. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar, and it's tax deductible. At the end of the year, you're saying, did I give enough to charity? I hope so. So grateful for you. Get in right now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Mike, we can make that goal. We have 5 minutes to get those calls if everyone steps up right now.
We can, and we only have 71 more of those icons left. In fact, we just had three more snapped up. Veronica in Bakersfield, California, thank you for your generosity. Your $240 pledge is now $480 because you called this hour. Our partners are matching everyone. Jim in Fredonia, Wisconsin, $240 becomes $480. And Peter in Audubon, New Jersey, we're going to send you this icon as well. Thanks for your generous support. Yes, every dollar you pledge goes to support everything you hear on Relevant Radio from morning air all the way through the broadcast day until we close out our live programming with the Family Rosary across America every night. And that show in itself is a reason to give. No other network in the country opens up its phone lines to families across America and takes your intentions and prays coast to coast. We do. We're the ones that do it. Support us. 877-291-0123. Okay, Drew, we only need to hear from 51 more.
Yeah.
50 now. 50 callers.
Woo.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's hear from 49 more people right now. 877-291-0123.
Just 3 minutes remaining. It's not too late to get in. You can join us on this Monday. We are Catholic. We are listener-supported, and we need you in this moment. We need your support. If we're going to make it, we need a big jump on the day. Big jump on the week. So get in right now. Kimberly in Downey, California, thank you for that reoccurring gift. She is a new donor. I want to thank Anonymous in Irvine, California for donating, and John in Decatur, Illinois, and Ada in Crestwood, Illinois. So many heroic gifts, so many generous souls who value having a Catholic voice on the air. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use that mobile app.
You've been talking the last couple of weeks about choices, about the election coming up. There are big choices to be made across the country tomorrow, but you haven't been asked to choose to evangelize. You've actually been commanded to evangelize. If you read your scripture, you know that's a command. Relevant Radio is a great way to evangelize and share the truth of the Catholic Church with others across the country. So join our family and help us with our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media. It's a very simple mission. We get up every morning and that's our job when we come to work every day. Bring Christ to the world and you can help us do it. 877-291-0123. Just 51 more callers. I'm sorry, 41 more callers
wow.
now. 40 calls. Let's go. 877-291-0123. We're matching every single pledge right now, but make that call.
Strong close. This is unbelievable. Down to about a minute and a half to go. I think about where we are today. You know, the Declaration of Independence, it says that all men are endowed by their Creator with a certain unalienable right, and that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what Relevant Radio stands for, right? For life, for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness. Join us now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com.
Drew, are you on the ballot? You'd have my vote.
Amen,
brother. Can I vote for you
tomorrow? My wife won't let me run. She would not let me run.
Oh, someday, America, someday. 877-291-0123. Keep those calls coming. We're getting a great response. And if you get a busy signal, go to relevantradio.com. If you have the app, that's really the most convenient way to make a pledge. You can hit the Donate Now button on your mobile app and make that pledge. But everything is good right now. Every pledge is being matched 100%. Consider making a pledge at that 240 level. We have 65 more of those icons to go.